What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Late Night with Buddy, where we'll bring to you exclusive interview with college students around the nation, hoping their story can inspire, motivate, and encourage you. It's your boy, one and only, Buddy Obu, and I'm going to be your host for tonight. Stay tuned. I hope everyone be having a good summer. You know, I personally, I've been having a great summer. I've been up here in Grand Forks the whole time. You know, I came back here ending of May. You know, we got a little break after school, and then we came up here to start June workout. And right now we're about to, you know, be done with July workout. It's been a great summer for us. During June, we do a lot of running and lifting, waking up at 5:30 a.m. every day. Some people wake up at 5 a.m. You know, it depends on, you know, how fast you can get ready. And, you know, we've just been doing the good stuff. Running, lifting, you know, eating right, taking care of your body, recovery, yoga. That is a big part. The yoga part is a big part, you know. Something I would say is new to me, because I never really, like, you know, got into the yoga in early in my, you know, collegiate career. But, you know, having the opportunity to, you know, just relax and stretch at the same time, it plays a big factor, you know, on how your body feels, you know, and, you know, the flexibility part, how you perform, your running. So that is a great addition, you know, to the whole summer program. We did that last summer. We're doing it this summer, yoga every Wednesday for our recovery process. You know, that is great. And also, everything, yeah, guys are excited. This guy's putting in work. Guys are excited for fall camp. We're done with summer workout this week. Yeah, it's going to be a great year. I'm going to bring you guys as much update as possible. Maybe not a lot of podcasts going into fall camp, but after fall camp or sometime in the bye week or something, I might pop on here and just, you know, give you guys a little update, you know how that stuff goes. But for now, welcome back. I'm excited to get going. I'm excited to introduce my new guest in the house, and let's get it. Blowing Late Night with Buddy in the past, you know I'm a big fan of, you know, soccer. First of all, I love watching soccer. The part of the reason why I do love watching soccer is because I grew up playing soccer, and a lot of people don't like the game because there's not a lot of scoring or excitement. But if you really learn and enjoy watching the game, you will understand there's a lot of, you know, tactical strategies that goes around the game, and it makes you, like, I don't know, like, you just kind of appreciate what, you know, those athletes are able to do. And I enjoy watching it than playing. You know, I'd rather watch soccer game than actually play soccer, to be honest, because there's a lot of running, you know. And yeah, obviously you guys know big dudes don't like running, you know. But yeah, the World Cup is going on right now, the Women World Cup. If you haven't known and you're interested to watch a little bit of, you know, soccer or see what it is all about, you can turn on Fox and try to see if you can watch one or two games. The United States Women National Team is playing, and they have other teams like the Nigerian National Team. You know where I'm from, I gotta represent, you know. They are playing right now, and it's, you know, I feel like it's soccer at the purest form, you know. Watching the ladies play, you can see that they just have to play with each other and pass the ball around. There's not too much individual skills, you know, that's been showed out, you know, in the women level. And that is the purest form of soccer. So you can check it out. But anyways, enough of that. I just want to say that, you know, but enough of that. I got my great guest in the house. Dolapo is my guest tonight. I'm excited to introduce him. We had a lot of good conversation. I feel like you guys gonna enjoy it. He just talking about himself and, you know, his, you know, life experience, you know, process of getting up here and how he's been adjusting to, you know, going to school in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and everything that goes around, you know, playing football and his position and all the strategy that goes with it. I thought we had a great conversation, one of the best interview I've had to do, you know, in recent years. And yeah, the only thing I would say about the whole interview is that my mic was turned off, so you will notice that the audio was not, you know, at the best. But I'm sure you can get a little bit of my voice in the background. But it's a great interview, and I know you guys gonna enjoy it. Yeah.
Boy, the Lapo.
Hey.
What's going on, the Lapo?
What up? What up? How y'all doing? Appreciate you, dog.
I just wanted to tell the people listening right now, people like watching on TikTok, because I'm streaming this stuff on TikTok. You know, we got, you know, moving this stuff forward a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got people listening to you and people watching you online right now. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, yeah, my name is Dalapo Egenjobi, you know, aka the Laptop, aka the Dark Skin Center. But you know,
you got
just throwing out the moniker, see which ones stick. But yeah, I'm 20 years old and I go to college at the University of North Dakota, and I currently play football for them. So yeah, I'm an old lineman, you know. Put me anywhere, man. I'm about it, you know, like left tackle, right guard, right tackle, anywhere. I can't play center though, because I can't snap the ball, but you know, shit, I can do that too.
Just... Hey, so you can say, out of the five positions on the offensive line, what is your best position?
Right tackle.
Right tackle.
Yeah. I play left tackle a bunch in the past, but I'm right handed, so it feels a lot more natural, you know. So.
Natural to play. Right tackle, I feel. So. Basically playing right tackle, like if you know, for someone listening to us right now on TikTok or you know, on the podcast, and they're wondering what is the job of a right tackle?
Well, a right tackle basically on the farthest right side of the quarterback, protect the quarterback, keep him safe, make sure he doesn't get hit. You know, I'd say left tackle is the harder job because I've played it, and because most quarterbacks are right. Like they're right hand dominant, so they're not really checking for their left side. So yeah, man. But right tackle is basically the same thing with the entirety of the O line, just to protect the quarterback. That's about it, you know. So.
So now, you know, so you say you play for University of North Dakota, and you are a Division One athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you know where you started from and how you got to where you are?
Yeah. You want like the whole backstory, like when I was born type
shit?
The
whole backstory, like where you played high school at and when you start playing football.
Okay.
And, you know, anything that you feel like, you know, people want to listen to about you, you know, your background and how football came about, you know, for you to end up becoming a Division One athlete.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't play football in high school actually. I was a basketball kid, and growing up, I didn't play too many sports. I didn't play any sports growing up. I started playing sports when I got to the ninth grade. And, yeah, man, like, just a bunch of my friends, they'd be hooping. And, like, I thought it was fun. It looked pretty cool being on the court. I'd see my friends dunking and just yamming it on the court. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to do that. So in the ninth grade, I picked up a basketball, you know, see if I could be good. And I was not good, bro. Like, I was a little fat kid. So, you know, your boy was breathing hard on the court type shit. But in high school, I got more into basketball. I tried out for the team. I didn't make it. But I was a practice player on the varsity squad because I didn't make it to the JV squad. But the coach took pity on me or whatever. I was a tall, lanky dude. He's like, come play practice player for the varsity squad. So I was like, say less. I just wanted to keep staying around sports. And yeah, I stayed on the varsity squad for about a year and a half. And like in my senior year, that's when I actually became like an actual roster player. Like, I was a practice player all through my junior year, but I never really got playing time because my coach, oh, you're not gonna play, but you're tall, you know, you're a tall dude, you're like 230, I think you'd be good, like a good suitor for football. And like, I never really thought about that because, you know, like, I'd never really been hit before like that. So like, we went to talk to the football coach, the University of Manitoba, because I'm originally from Winnipeg, which is in Canada. So we went to talk to the football coach. The football coach was like, yeah, we think you'd be a great fit. And history, man. That's it.
Just like that.
Yep.
You play football in high school and end up going to University of Manitoba. Is University of Manitoba compared to like a university at United States? Are you going to say they are Division One or Division Two?
I say, like, I'd say top D2, low D1 schools. That's around the competition around there. Yeah.
And now you end up in a Division One FCS, you know, one of the top Division One FCS schools, United States University of North Dakota.
Crazy,
that's,
man.
That's a cool story, my guy.
I'm blessed, bro.
All right, that's a cool story. Not a lot of people have the opportunity to be in the position you are right now.
Mm.
A lot of people, you know, dream to play Division One sports, but they don't, you know, get that opportunity. That never played football, and you know, coming to University of North Dakota to play football and play a very important position as a right tackle,
mm-hmm.
It's big time. Well, you should be proud of what you've achieved so far.
Hey, man, count my blessings every day, you know.
So how if you're gonna tell, you know, the people listening to us right now and people watching us right now, what has the transition been coming from Canada to University of North Dakota? I know it's not. You know, when you talk about the weather in Canada,
yeah,
and compared to the weather in North Dakota, it's probably similar.
It's the same shit, bro. It's the same shit. No change there, man. But like, talking like game wise and just the physicality of it all, much different.
Yeah.
Like, much different. Like.
So the weather is not a surprise to you.
Not really, no.
Not really. You're
no,
used to the cold weather.
Yeah, I played in like -20 weather before, like outside. So, like, bro, so. Like, the weather ain't shit, to be honest. Yeah.
But the big difference is the football game, you know, the physicality. Mm-hmm. Because you've gone through spring ball already.
Oh, yeah.
The physicality, yeah, and, you know, the training style and everything. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now. You know, what is the program right now with the University of North Dakota? What are you doing right now in the summer?
Okay. Well, summertime is the time to get strong. So right now we're doing a lot of running and a lot of lifting. Like, I think we're running 4 times a week, and we're lifting 4 times a week too. And on top of that stuff, there's kind of like an unspoken rule, like I like to think about, like, you should be doing extra shit outside of practice, you know, like extra conditioning, maybe go over to the wellness center, get in an extra weightlifting session or something like that. So it's pretty rigorous. And from the way our workouts are structured, they're quick, but they're really intense. Like,
yeah.
Our runs are like, we run for 45, sometimes 50 minutes, but like, it's quick. Quick, like, you go in for your reps are like maybe 20 seconds on, and you get a quick rest, and then you're back in, you know? And on Monday, it's usually a speed day, and, you know, we test flying 10s, you know, see if you're fast. And, Tuesdays and Thursdays is mostly agility and somewhat like a conditioning type thing. Friday, man, today is Friday. We did prowlers today. Prowlers suck, but
yeah, man, so,
bro.
You know, since, you know, the whole summer, your goal in the summer is to get us obviously faster and bigger and stronger. Offensive lineman, obviously, you guys have to be a little bit agile and the way you move and your body control.
100%, yeah.
Do you see yourself getting there, you know, to a point where you feel like, okay, I'm playing the weights I want to play?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, how much muscle mass have you gained since you came over? And, or, you know, lose, you know, you can go both ways. How much have you gained or lose? And where do you see yourself comfortable playing going into the season?
Right now, I'd say my sweet spot is around 310, 315.
Okay.
and that's where I'm at right now. So I don't want to gain weight or lose any weight. I kind of just want to stay where I am right now. But the coaches would probably like me to be heavier. Like Coach Pavlik would probably want me to be like a solid 317, you know, because it fluctuates and all that, right? But I've been 320. I hated being 320. Life was ass. If you, oh my, bro, no, no. Like, I felt like a wet pig. It was terrible. But being here, dude, I've gotten like much stronger than I've ever been, bro. Like, my lifts have exploded for real. Like, I squatted 500 pounds when I finally got here, and like, I benched like 365, 370, something like that, and. Yeah, the clean has been getting.
Okay, when you say 500 pounds, like I've been thinking about the weight of 500 pounds. My knee just caught during that sound of 500 pounds.
Oh yeah. Bro, my shit hurt right now. Dog.
Hey, but hey, so you have seen a lot of improvement from where you came and right now.
Strength wise, yeah. Not size wise though. I don't really want to gain weight like that, you know.
Yeah,
bro. I'm trying to run them sub 540s, bro. I'm not trying to. Nah, man.
Yeah, I'm for you. So the adjustment obviously hasn't been like something crazy, you know, outside of football.
Yeah.
But you know, you live in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, someone that wants to come over here and go to school? Like, tell us a little bit about this town, the city of Grand Forks.
I personally think Grand Forks is beautiful, but okay. Like, I don't really get to explore it much. But from what I've seen, it's a quaint. Small little town. Like, if you like that small town vibe, not necessarily like there's always big things going on, because I'm from a big town. I'm from a big city, Winnipeg. Like, that's 700,000 people. Like, I'm already tired of all that shit. So like, I love, like, it's very much community oriented. Like, our D-line coach literally lives two houses from us, and like, all the coaches knows everybody in town. It's insane, man. Like, this town, I kind of want to say everybody knows each other, but I haven't been there long enough to say that yet. But it's very quaint, it's very quiet, and I love it. That's just me.
If someone comes in town, for example, and never been in Grand Forks before,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey, I met you the long one, where can I go to actually like have fun, you know? Or like, I'm not saying something crazy, something like I can go to see, or a place I can go to eat,
mm.
or a place I can go, you know, to just, you know, kind of like back a little bit and enjoy the vibe. Like, do you have any place downtown, or, you know, what would be your suggestion for me?
Not a big downtown guy, but the go-to for most people on a Friday or Saturday night is Joe Black's.
Okay.
It's like the biggest spot that's popping right now. Okay. As for food though, shit, Blue Moose is nice. Yeah. Like the blue red pepper is for real. You know, have you had red pepper?
I've had it.
Okay, did you like it?
Well, I would say like I'm not a big like taco guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what taco is good or what taco is bad.
Yeah.
You know, so I just like, when I had red pepper, I was like, well, it was just fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like any other tacos I've had.
Just tasted like some typical Mexican food.
Yeah, exactly. I would say typical Mexican food.
Yeah.
So I don't know the big difference between red pepper or Taco John's or Taco Bell. I don't know the difference, you know.
It wasn't even the tacos that was good when I went there.
What did you have?
I think I got like the queso soup.
The queso soup?
That shit was unbelievable. It was stupendous. It was good, bro. Cause like it's like a cheesy soup, bro. You put it on top. You got to. Oh, trust me, it's good. It's good. Like, it's definitely worth spending your money. Like I consider myself not necessarily a foodie, but. Like, you know, I eat a lot. You know what I'm saying, right?
I know. Speaking of eating, how do you like? Do you have like a meal plan or meal prep or something you do, or you just like, you know, have like, you know, time you come up? Do you go out and get your food, or do you prepare your food yourself?
I make all my food.
So you like making your food?
Yeah.
What is a typical week? What is a typical week for you when it comes to like
to eating? I say I probably cook 2 to 3 times a day. Yeah, like in the morning before runs, I like to eat some rice, you know, so I'm not hyperventilating in the corner. because it actually is a game changer. Like having some quick carbs, maybe some honey and some salt, like before a run or something, I feel great after that. Get home, my go-to would either be rice with some chicken and some stew, or eggs, broccoli, mushrooms, peppers, put some hot sauce. Like, you mix and match all that, it's gourmet shit, I'm telling you. Bro, it's good, bro. You saw me eating. I wanted to make, like, you should taste it. It tastes great, bro. And then you get some oatmeal. You put some blueberries and fruits in that shit, bro. Oh, my God, bro. It's gas.
That's what you get in the afternoon.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. So now,
like,
what do you
prepare? In the dinner, it's probably rice and chicken again.
You just run back.
Bro, yeah, like, that's the thing. I can make a whole bunch of different things, but, like, the grocery bill will rack up. And, like, I hate having to choose. I hate...
My roommate
accident
go grocery shopping like 3 times in 1 week.
Yeah, bro. Ah, bro.
Go grocery shopping 3 times in 1 week. I don't know how he does it, but everybody got their own way of doing
it. Nah, I'm a cheapskate, man. I buy shit in bulk, for real. Like.
Right, yeah. So, before we go today, you know, playing Division One sports is a lot of commitment. It's like, you know, sometimes people can say it's a full time job. You know.
Definitely.
You barely have any time, especially, you know, in season, you have any time. You don't have time for anything else.
Yeah.
In the off season, people always think that you got time, like in the summer, but you really don't got time.
Not really, no.
You wake up every day at like 5:30 a.m. and then you go to workouts and you're done around 8:30 or so, and you have to go to job.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So just for people that don't know a lot about what a typical day or what your schedule look like in the summer, and, you know, and also in the spring season, you know, people that don't know the typical schedule, can you just explain a little bit to them about, you know, starting with the spring season, what the typical spring season looks like?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because spring season is as similar as fall season. And
yeah.
So what your summer looks like, a typical day of your summer looks like?
I think I'll start off with the summer, actually. So, a summer, we get most of our actual work done in the morning. Like, all our running, all our lifting is done in the morning. And, like, a typical day, you'd be waking up at 5 a.m. I wake up at 5 a.m. And we got runs at 6. So, you know, you got an hour to get your things together, get a meal in if you want, and just, you know, be ready to work. And usually we wrap up all our weight stuff around 9, you know. And then after 9... you get a quick break, you come home. If you got a job, you're usually going to work around like 10, you know, and from what I've heard, you usually get home around like 4 or 5. Like our roommate Liam, he works at a car wash and it's brutal, man. He gets home at 8.
Sun, too,
bro, right? I don't know how he does it, bro. Like,
running, for like 2 hours, for 2.5 hours.
It's insane.
Sun,
man. Nah,
man. Back in the evening, you were tired.
Yeah.
And
then,
go
yeah, because you got
to
be up at 5, bro. Like,
yeah,
you, it's insane. But, like, it's definitely a routine. That's the first thing that hit me. Like, the transition from coming from Manitoba to here. Everything is structured. And, like, your time isn't your own. Like, you have commitments. You have places to be. You have meetings. You know, hell, let's even talk about fall camp that's coming up. Like, we're going to wake up at 5. And the whole day we're gonna have meetings and walkthroughs and just mandatory things.
In fall camp, you don't get done till like 9 p.m.
Yep.
So you start from morning around 5 a.m. and you go to meetings and practice and meal plan and meetings again and walkthroughs. By the time you're done with your whole day, it's like 9 p.m. and you're sleeping and waking up.
Ain't shit else to do but sleep, bro.
Yep,
like,
and wake up and do it again the next
day. Yeah, that's about it, bro.
You just stack this up. Like,
mm-hmm.
At some point you forget what day it is.
Yeah, yo, dead ass, bro. That's
you forgot what day it is.
In spring camp, it was like that. Cause sometimes Saturday did not feel like Saturday. It just felt like it was another Monday. Like, bro, it's so odd. And like, at this point, I start to feel like I'm a machine, man. Like, I don't think about anything else. It's just like, okay, football's happening tomorrow, and my whole life revolves around that, basically. And like,
It is a grind.
Yeah.
But that's why you made a decision to play Division One sport. It's a full commitment.
Yeah.
You're putting the work in and you're seeing the results. You know, that's a good thing.
Hey, man.
Structure you for the whole thing. You know, the life and
Ain't no place I'd rather be, to be honest, bro.
You know, a lot of people, when they talk about Division I football, they talk about, or Division I athletes, they talk about just focusing on the athletic part, and which is like the main reason why you're here. To play and, you know, to perform at a high level. But there is another part of, you know, going to a Division I school that most people don't talk about, and it's as important as you know, what you do on the field, which is academics, you know?
Yeah.
You know, for people that don't know much about you, can you tell us a little bit about what you study in the university and how serious it is to make sure that part of your life is important?
So, in university, I'm studying physical therapy. And like, I do plan to get a degree in that, so I definitely got to dedicate a lot of time to it. But in the summertime, it's a little bit more relaxed because I don't necessarily have too many courses, and I have some easy courses just to stay eligible. But academic wise, it's that's your bread and butter, to be honest, because you could be the stud of a player, the best player on a team, but if your GPA is a 1.9, nigga, you ain't touching the field. You was not touching the field, bro. Like you could be the best player ever, but you got to be eligible to play, because at the end of the day, like, as much as universities care about, you know, putting football out there and being like having great sports going on, like, you could be a stud playing at Bama, but if you're stupid and you're like 1.8 GPA, bro, like, you're not playing. That's just how you got to take care of that stuff. And like, to be honest, coming here, I struggled a little bit, but it's not hard. It really is. Like, you just got to do it at a lot of times that you're supposed to do it. Get your homework done, do your work, study, and that's about it. Like, at the end of the day, it's like 2-3 hours of your day. So like,
hey, that's great advice. Hey, you hear from the man. Appreciate you coming on Late Night with Buddy.
Of course, man.
One advice for young stud out here in high school or in Canada, Manitoba, or somewhere down in, let's say, Bismarck, North Dakota, that wants to play Division I sport or become an online Division I level. What is one advice you would give to a young kid or a young high school player or just a freshman that come in, that just came in, and one advice you're going to give them, you know, that was going to help them with their college, you know, college dream and college career in Division I program?
Well, I'm gonna speak to like the young people who are in places where scouts don't usually go. You know, I'm talking the Canadas, the small towns. Like, for me, and I'm speaking because I was in this position before, for me is stay grinding and put yourself out there. Because like, the only way I got noticed was because I went to a North Dakota camp. And like, I remember in the summer of 2022, I was just going to camps. I was going to Minnesota. I went to North Dakota. I wanted to go to Oregon. There was another one in Iowa I was trying to go to. Like, you just, because there's ballers everywhere you go. It's just, you got to get the right set of eyes to see your talent. You know, like, you could be a baller and you could have all the skills, but if you don't get the right set of eyes looking at you, it's wasted, you know? So, and scouts aren't necessarily always going to go to your town, so you got to go find them. You know, you got to actually go chase it if this is a goal that you want to pursue. And just keep your head down and keep doing the work, you know? Don't get caught up in the hype of, oh, this person got offered and I didn't get offered. Like, your time will come. Just keep doing the work and keep putting yourself out there. That's all I can say.
Hey, that is great advice.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you again for coming on Late Night with Buddy. It's a pleasure having you here.
Of course, man.
And we're going to continue doing this. And, you know, you're my roommate, so I can have you here anytime, pop in, say hello to people, talk about some day-to-day college.
Yo, that's great advice from Dolapo, man. And, you know, especially, you know, the part he was talking about, if you're a high school kid in a small high school, in a small town, nobody really talking about you. Coaches don't know about you, and you have a goal of playing the next level, maybe playing college football, college basketball, or track, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes you just have to really go out of your way a little bit, you know, to make that possible. You know, a little step in the right direction will help you get to where you want to go. I personally played 9-man football in Bismarck, North Dakota at Shiloh Christian, one of the smallest high school in North Dakota. You know, playing 9-man basically is like the lowest of the lowest division, you know. But I had a goal of playing college, you know, college sports. In high school then, it was basketball. I have a goal of playing college basketball. That was my thing in high school. I never knew that I was going to play college football. But after my junior year of playing varsity football, I, you know, went to the Huddle account and just compiled some, you know, tape, some theme of me playing football. And, you know, I opened a Twitter account then in high school for basketball promotion, you know, just to like put my name out there to coaches for basketball. But then when I had a Huddle account, I had to post my football highlight, and that is how I got coaches to like watch it and started, you know, coming to my school, watching me play, you know, talking to my high school coaches, talking to my family. And that's how the whole recruiting thing started, you know, because if you're in a high school in a small little town, because there's a lot of Class B kids I know in a small little town, or, you know, outside North Dakota, you have to sometimes, you know, take a little initiative and just put yourself out there, because it's your goal. It's not that person's goal. No other person is going to hold your hands and take you to college. You're in a small high school already. Nobody knows about you. So if you have a goal, you have to chase it. You have to, you know, promote or show people what you have and show that you got confident in what you're doing. You don't have to be cocky about it or be a little bit all over the place. You just have to be distinct and put if you're good enough, they're gonna find you. So put it out there and help them to find you easily, you know. And that is how it starts, you know. You just gotta believe in yourself and try to expose yourself, and as long as you're working and you're truly grinding and showing up every day, doing the right thing, taking care of your grades, going to classes, being a good teammate, listening to your high school coach, your family, you're going to make it. Because if you put in the work genuinely, eventually it's going to come out, you know, everybody going to see what you're doing in the secret. And that is a great advice. I'm glad Dolapo mentioned something like that. And yeah. So if it's one thing you're going to pick out of this, is that at some and take some initiative and make things work, you know. And it's never too young to start chasing your dreams. You know, I enjoy coming out here and just talking. I don't know, maybe I talk too much, but I enjoy coming out for late night with Buddy, you know, and just decompress and just talk, you know, and share my thoughts to you guys, and also bring on great guests on the show. It's like, it is better than me playing video games or watching a TV show, to be honest. But that is it for us, you know, on Late Night with Buddy tonight. Appreciate you guys for listening. I thank you for coming on the show, clicking and listening to our episode. Hey, go back and check some of our old episode, man. We had some episode with the 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. Great episode, go check it out. I had some good ones with guys that played, you know, college football currently and in the past, and I'm gonna continue bringing guys on here, you know, as we go down the line. You know, it is something that started with just a few years ago, and now it's something I've had over 18 episodes, and I enjoy doing it, and I'm gonna continue doing it every time I get a chance. But we got 4Cam coming on, so might not be hearing from me until next year, until next year once the season is over. You know, that is when, you know, I'll bring another episode, I think. But thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. Let people know about the episode. Let people know about the podcast. And as you already know, it's your boy, Buddy Obu. Remain blessed. Stay blessed. And I'm out.